Hey, Bubba Buddies! Welcome back to Mr. Matt's Storytime. The idea for today's Bubba story comes from our 5-year-old friend Beckett from Pennsylvania, USA. This is Bubba's 3-pointer. And the crowd goes wild! You're probably wondering what that was all about. Let's go 48 minutes into the past to the beginning of the game. Bubba had recently discovered basketball. In case you didn't know, a standard basketball hoop is 10 feet tall, so Bubba, still being a kid, was shorter than that at about 7 feet. BB was a bit smaller and younger, so she was just 6 feet tall. All of Bubba's friends were a lot shorter, though, and were super jealous. If he wanted to, Bubba could be really good at basketball. So Bubba thought he'd give it a try and put his height to good use. And of course, anything Bubba did, BB wanted to do too. She looked up to her big brother so much, literally and figuratively. Bubba and BB joined a youth rec league with their friends Beckett the Cheetah, Davis the Unicorn, and Kiki the Kitten. They had the height, they had the speed, they had the colors, and they had the adorable cutesy-wootsy distracting skill set locked up. Everyone had a role to play, so when it was time for the tip-off of their very first game, Bubba knew it was his time to shine. He headed to center court, ready to jump for the ball. He looked at the opposing player, a hippopotamo, in the eye and knew he was going to get the ball. He just knew it. He thought to himself,
"That hippo's so wide. He's nowhere near as tall as me and my sister."
He was so busy thinking about how he was taller than the hippo that he missed the jump ball. He didn't jump. The other team took first possession, but not only that, that hippo had hops. Bubba was in shock how high he jumped.
"Maybe I shouldn't be so quick to judge, thinking I know everything,"
he thought to himself as he jogged to the end of the court to play defense. The rest of the team was already there, trying their hardest to make sure the other team didn't score first. Beckett the Cheetah raced around the top of the key, following the ball as it got passed from one player to the next. The shot went up, and it clanged off the back of the rim. They missed!
"Okay, now it's our turn,"
Bubba said out loud as Davis the Unicorn dribbled the ball. Davis tried a fancy trick pass, bouncing the ball off their horn only to pop it in the process. Whoops. Timeout for a new basketball. Since Davis popped it, the ball was awarded to the hippo team. Bubba and BB were waiting just outside their rectangular paint, the area closest to the hoop, under and in front of the basket. They weren't allowed to stay in there longer than 3 seconds, so they drifted and rotated in and out. Bubba watched as one of the hippos moved with surprising quickness around him, driving to the basket. As Bubba tried to guard them by playing defense, he didn't see another hippo was setting something called a pick, standing still in his way from following the other hippo. Crash! Bubba clip-clopped fast right into the side of a huge player and crumpled to the ground, hitting his head on the hardwood. The arena let out a massive gasp as everyone stopped playing and huddled around Bubba. When he opened his eyes, he jumped right back up and said,
"I'm okay, but wow, I don't want to do that again."
It's important to always look where you're running, right? Back on offense, back on defense. Beckett stole the ball and scored! Back on defense, back on offense. Boom, shakalaka! Just kidding, no one dunked. BB's shot was blocked. Back on defense, back on offense, and so it went on and on. It's the last play of the game, and Bubba is bringing the ball up the court. He looks left and sees Davis covered, can't pass to them. He looks under the rim to see BB smothered by a hippo, clogging up the passing lane. He looks right, only to find Beckett double-teamed. That left the hippo guarding him, which meant that Kiki was wide open. But she was a kitten and couldn't really catch the ball. Luckily, the hippos didn't know that. Bubba faked the pass to Kiki, who turned on the charm. Her eyes grew as wide as saucers, and she just looked so cute. When all the hippos went to follow where they thought Bubba's pass would go, they looked right at Kiki in her sweet face and were caught in her gaze, mesmerized. They couldn't look away. Now was his time.
I can do this,
Bubba thought to himself. He pulled up just outside the three-point line and arced the ball so high into the air towards the basket. The gymnasium held their collective breath. The ball seemed to be flying through jello. It was like moving in slow motion. The ball clanged off the back of the rim and bounced straight up. It came back down and did the same thing in front of the rim, this time bouncing towards the backboard. It kissed the glass and started to spiral around the circular hoop like water whirlpooling down a drain. Then, finally, it mercifully and gently fell through the net. The final buzzer sounded and the crowd went wild. Boy, did that feel good. Bubba's three-pointer gave the team the lead with 0 seconds left. They won!
Yay! Yippee!
Bubba learned some important lessons in his first basketball game. 1, don't judge a book or hippos by its cover. 2, watch where you're running. Hadn't he learned this by now? Oh well, it's good to relearn. And 3, it takes teamwork
to make a dream work.
The end. And that, my friends, was Bubba's three-pointer.
Yay!
Special thanks to Beckett and Davis for the story idea. And remember, you get to be exactly who you want to be. If you have story ideas, please ask your grown-up to send me a message on Facebook or Instagram. Don't forget to follow wherever you listen to your podcast and never miss an episode. And if you're on Spotify, Bubba loves getting 5-star reviews.
Yes!
And if you enjoyed this story and want to support our mission of encouraging our littles to read through imaginative and interactive storytelling, please consider becoming a monthly supporter. The link is in this episode's description. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll catch you next time here on Mr. Matt's Storytime, and we'll read the world together. Bye!
Bye, 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 bye. I love you, friends.
Hey, Bubba Buddies. Have you ever wondered what sounds giraffes make? They actually aren't silent. They moan, snort, and hiss. Cool, right? You know what else is cool? A company called Follow. They partner with nonprofit organizations to create bracelets that come with a real animal to track. Since 2018, they've been able to donate nearly $700,000 to save wildlife. By combining a tangible bracelet and interactive tracking experience, their goal is to educate people about wildlife and excite them about conservation. You can get a bracelet to track a gorilla, a lion, an elephant, a penguin, a polar bear, a shark, a dolphin, a sea turtle, and, yep, you guessed it, a giraffe too. With each bracelet, you receive a card to track a real animal on your phone, tablet, or computer. Learn your animal's name, get their picture, gain knowledge of their awesome stories and journey, and follow their incredible trek on an interactive tracking map. Best of all, when you use my promo code MattRuizStupi20, you get 20% off. Don't worry, I know my last name is hard. I've put it in this episode's description. Ask your grown-up to help you check it out. Bye!
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and tell your friends too. Thank you. Bye.